You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My ex is doing great. Everything's going his way and I hate it. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm a little jealous of the fact that you get to start the show off every time.
And Jed Brewer?
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all. I think it's great. I celebrate it.
Would either of you like to be the one in charge of making sure we hit the time?
No.
But you're still jealous of that part?
Yeah. Not at all!
I'm not sure we have good enough microphones to pick up that frequency, Jed, that you just went to there. But I have a feeling it may come up some more. We're going to get into it. We're answering a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my ex is doing great. Everything's going his way, and I hate it. What do I do? And Glenn, I think we can start off by acknowledging that we've all been there.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, yeah, I think social media is kind of invented so that you can brag to everybody about all the amazing things that are happening in your life.
bragbook.com.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If I could, this is totally a side note, but I think it will be
sure
give a lot of healing out there. If you have a wedding come up, don't say anything about it online. We don't care.
Sure.
I cannot possibly care less about your dress and your thing, the flowers, whatever.
Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's this kind of thing of, it's almost like we're trying to get people envious of our life because then it would be good somehow. And so I think there's a lot, we're sort of bombarded with these images of, hey, my life is great. And that might not be what's really going on there.
Yeah, that's a great point. And Jed, Lynn said something there that I think is definitely worth picking up on. Not necessarily the wedding thing, though. Just give us all a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's also that what we are bombarded with is images.
Yes.
It's not a full story.
Yeah.
It's, one may say, snapshots. And sometimes they're very carefully composed.
Sure.
Right.
Well, look, if you, particularly when you don't feel great about your own life, if you see that other people are doing awesome, it's perfectly understandable to feel a little jealous. That makes sense. It's not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's perfectly understandable. When there are people where you're like, oh, that guy's a jerk, I just hate him so much, and he's doing awesome, well, then it's almost impossible that you wouldn't feel jealous.
Yeah.
Again, not the healthiest thing in the world, probably not where we want to stay, but makes total sense. We've all been there. I think the thing that we want to look at, and what both of these fellows are hinting at, is when you see this stuff online, I'm taking my dream wedding to my dream vacation, we're doing it in space, y'all.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's going to be a space wedding.
Yeah.
Elon Musk will be there. It'll be a whole thing.
Wow.
Or drive there in magic space Teslas.
Wedding X.
Wedding X. The thing I think that we've got to ask at long last is, what if this is a great big lie? I mean, nobody lives that perfect of a life. And I seem to have friends online that, you know, they're in Tahiti every other week.
Right.
That seems hard to do,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, you see those people that will post their pictures that was from like 6 months ago.
They're
just reliving it today, so they're putting it online today. It's
exactly
like,
right.
How long has this guy been in Tahiti?
Yeah. I'm driving a Ferrari and a Lamborghini at the same time. I'm straddling them on the roof.
Right.
I think we owe it to ourselves and our sanity to ask how much of this is just a great big lie.
It's a fantastic point. We'll be back with more on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't get to use Ferraris as skis.
What an odd complaint if you didn't hear the first segment of this show.
Because we were talking about
it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a great callback. But yeah. If you just tuned in, you're like, these guys are doing better than I thought.
Yeah.
That's their main complaint.
Learn the lesson. Watch this show from the beginning.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Now, is that downhill Ferrari or cross-country Ferrari?
Also, I said watch this show and it's on the radio.
Sure, well, that you know.
I don't understand radio.
Follow the clues to find the magic feed where you can watch us do this show. We're going to answer a question that came to the bridgelight@gmail.com. It says, my ex is doing great, everything's going his way, and I hate it. What do I do? And we close out that last section with a thought that's worth exploring of, what if most of or all of this is a lie?
Yeah.
That you were seeing on the social medias, we assume it's where you get this information. And Jed, I think you have some numbers to back that up.
I do. So people who study these things have gone and they've asked people and they've talked to people. And on Facebook in particular, it turns out 75%, that's 3 in 4 people, admit that they are lying on Facebook.
Right.
About half of them admit, no, I'm just straight up making stuff up. It's not that I'm exaggerating. It's not that I'm stretching all that. It's just, this didn't happen. I invented it.
Yes.
That's what we're dealing with. So we need to be clear that the odds are really, really high that the stuff you see that you're jealous of, including with your ex, either did not happen or didn't happen in any way like what they're presenting.
Yeah, it's a very important point. And Glenn, maybe there's an even more important point that whether or not it happened, and odds are it's not happening, certainly exactly in the way it's being presented. Maybe we need to keep our eyes on our own paper, as the kindergarten teachers would say.
Absolutely. I think there's a perception that even if even if this stuff is fiction to a certain extent or it's an exaggeration, that this person still has a great life, is still amazing, this person has things that I don't have, or they're doing things that I'm not doing. But it's really important for us to recognize everybody out there is going through their own private hell. Everybody has their own struggles, their own problems that they're dealing with, no matter how rich or famous they are, no matter how many undeserved, you know, promotions or amazing weddings they have or whatever else it is, they still have their struggles just like you and I do. And it's too easy for us to kind of paint that with a broad brush and say, this person has a good life and I have a bad life.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, it's a very important point. Some people are going through their own private hell. Some people are going through their own private Idaho.
Ooh.
Which is almost as bad. And I think close enough to on format for this station that I can
like
get away
it.
With that joke.
I like it.
Probably got some Devo fans
sure.
out there.
Sure. But the thing we want to look at...
B-52s, excuse me.
I know. Wow.
Very sorry.
Oof. Just going to get us thrown right off this station. Please,
what a
Fitzgerald.
Rock lobster thing to say.
Yeah. That didn't work in the context, but I appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
The thing that's maybe worth looking at as we move on is what Glenn's saying is they're probably lying. Maybe they're not. Either way, what do you want out of this situation? Do you want them to just be suffering all the time? Because, you know, we've all been there with exes, but that's not maybe not the healthiest way to go about it. So it seems like what you want is to close the gap between... Yeah. Your life and their life. And the easiest and most satisfying way to do that is going to be to make some changes in your own life to get some more happiness. We're going to look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I actually have the B-52s in my phone right now, and I'm terribly embarrassed.
Well, that's okay. We're not embarrassed about that. Again, right, if you're just joining us. Proud of that. Embarrassed about the misidentification early on.
Exactly right.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Do you have their music, or like you have their essence trapped in your phone, like in that the one Superman movie where they trapped them and then they launched them out into space?
You're saying Fred Schneider was banished to the Phantom Zone?
This is exactly what I'm saying.
If you saw the Ghostbusters and they thing,
it's just like that.
Like that.
Okay.
It's getting real paranormal here on the show this week, but that's okay.
Is someone from the EPA trying to shut down power to your phone?
Yeah, because I have the ghost of the B-52s in my phone.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you wrapped it up instead of quoting anything else from that Ghostbuster scene, which may have gotten us in trouble with the FCC. Moving on to tonight's question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. It says, my ex is doing great, everything's going his way, and I hate it. What do I do? And Jed, we ended that last segment with the uncomfortable, though very true idea that maybe the thing we should want here is not less good things for the ex, but more good things for us.
No doubt.
So how do we actually start down that path?
Well, look, the odds are super high that your ex is lying. I mean, that's just what the numbers say, at the very least strongly exaggerating. But it kind of doesn't matter because happiness, which is what we want for you and what we bet you want for yourself, that comes from living your own life, not from how other people are doing or not doing. You know, we want you to have a life that's worthy of bragging about. You shouldn't brag about it, to be clear, but we want you to have a life where you could brag about it if you wanted to. And the way that you get that life is you move towards it. You take one step at a time. I think if you look at your life, it could be stuff related to your health, your education, your dating life. I bet you've got areas that could use some work, because we all do. We all have areas that could use some improvement. If you pick one and ask yourself, what's the one next step for me? And then you take it, even imperfectly, you take that step. You're going to find yourself moving towards a life that is really amazing and really worth having.
That's a really fantastic point, Glenn. How would we build from that, getting that first step to getting this attitude of, I'm so focused on doing what I need to do, I'm not that worried about other people?
Well, I think part of this is, I think we have a tendency of saying, I'm going to make my life like a book. I'm going to imagine the book of my life, and then I'm going to try and live that out so that it's chapter one, I emerge from my struggles, you know, whatever it is, you know. And there's a tendency then to have a sense of, is this story going the way I want it to go with my whole life? But the truth is, I think when we look back on our life, it's all these little moments that are really amazing. And it's about recognizing that these people are trying to show you that they are having little amazing moments in their life. But for you, it's about finding your own amazing moments and having your own amazing moments rather than focus on other people's moments.
Yeah, I think it's a really great point. And tied in with that is, you don't want just to copy and paste yourself into someone else's life. You want your own good stuff. We're talking about maybe you don't want to go to Tahiti. Maybe you sunburn too easily and that's not your joint. Maybe you want to go skiing somewhere. That's fine, but it's not about saying, if I had what this person had, I would be more happy. It's about looking at your life and saying, these are the things that I want out of that. We will be back to talk a little more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
To be clear, I'm fairly sure that the B-52s are still alive. I didn't mean to imply that they weren't in the previous segment.
Fair enough. We've got a lot of B-52 talk going on in this, and yeah. I don't hate it. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Such is the power of your iPhone Phantom Zone that it can capture their ghosts before they shuffle off this mortal coil. That's advanced technology.
Yeah.
So we didn't set out for this to be the Halloween episode, but I think it's just kind of happening on its own. We are continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my ex is doing great, everything's going his way, and I hate it. What do I do? Now, we've talked a lot about social media, talked about what we can trust off that, what we can. Now, you may notice that a lot of social media, for whatever reason, is just people taking pictures of what they're eating.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe someday, someone will take a picture, a little bit of secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as we pointed out, even we run a nonprofit Christian ministry, and we work with a lot of folks who are getting their lives together, who are turning around, who are dealing with that. But I think part of what they're dealing with is, what is a good life if not one that I am making people around me jealous of?
Right. Well, I think there is that sense of sort of a zero-sum game here that, you know, we've all had that buddy who sees his friend get married to this beautiful gal and he says, great, one less woman in the world for me. And you're like, dude, there are several billion other women still left around.
Plus, she hates you. That'd be terrible. Yeah. You wouldn't want to marry her.
That's right. And maybe work on yourself. So you'd be more appealing. But here's the thing is,
bathe once in a while.
Yeah, you know, that might be a very big key to finding the right gal. But this is the thing is, we have that tendency to think that someone's getting my blessing. And the truth is, the things that God has for you, nobody else can get that. Nobody else can steal that away from you. Recognizing those things are still out there, you aren't less blessed because someone else is more blessed.
Absolutely. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
You know, if you're new to some of the God talk, when we say the word blessing, we just mean a good thing that God has for you is all that means. And here's the funny thing about that. The only person that can keep you from a good thing God has for you, from a blessing, is you. That's it. And the easiest way that happens is we talk ourselves out of it. Right? It's not that we behold an amazing blessing and we say, nah. But it's more, we never start taking the journey that would lead to that thing. We just feel like, there's probably not something there. Here's the thing. What we know is, God has good things for you because he has good things for everybody. And we want to encourage you to get on that journey. If you get on that journey, not only will you find a lot of good things in your life, you'll start to discover that actually the journey itself is a really cool thing too. And that's what Glenn's talking about with those really amazing moments in your life. We don't want you to cheat yourself. We want you to have as many amazing moments as you can. We love you and we believe in you.
We'll be right back next week here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.